Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For everybody that's unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We do this radio show on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with a good friend of ours. His name is Ole Cantos, and Ole Cantos has been here with us for many, many years. He is somebody who I met as a – he called me up as a customer, if you will, and then we started to do some of these radio shows, and we've learned a lot about his family and his personal life, and I have no idea what he's doing right now. We haven't spoken to a little bit, so we're going to use Building Fortunes Radio to kind of catch up a little bit as we get started. But I am here to say happy whatever year or whatever episode we are on, Mr. Ole Cantos on Building Fortunes Radio.
Thank you so much, Peter, and a warm hello to you and to our listening audience across different platforms. It is really good to get to be here. And at the time of this recording, we are soon to celebrate the 4th of July in 2023. The 4th of July is coming up on Tuesday, and so it's just a few days from now. But what a wonderful time to get together with all of you here, especially in light of the occasion that's coming. We get to celebrate the independence of our country, of how we stood up to the tyranny of Great Britain, and how the world has forever changed as a result, and how democracies have followed our example all across the world. And it also is very symbolic for us as well, because as we prepare to celebrate the 4th of July, our day of independence as a nation here in the United States, we also get to turn our attention to our efforts to facilitate our own economic independence, where there are various forces in our lives that can potentially hold us back if we're, let's say, working at a job or whatever it happens to be, where if the perception that people have is that the only way truly to get ahead is to work at a traditional job and they don't have an entrepreneurial spirit, then their potential is only limited by how far they advance in their careers, whether they work on an hourly wage or they have a salary of any amount. Whenever people report to somebody at a job and they're paid a salary or they're paid hourly, they can only make that amount of money, except if they supplement that with being involved in our industry, which is what I absolutely love. I love our industry here. Network marketing continues to be a wonderful vehicle that keeps growing year over year over year. And as much as our naysayers say they don't like this industry, the fact is that we keep getting tens of thousands of people who keep coming aboard. And even though a lot of people also drop off, the industry as a whole keeps expanding. So even with the number of people who drop away, there are still a number of people who stay. So the question is, well, how is it that this industry continues to expand year after year if we're such a bad thing to be a part of? I mean, wouldn't you think that if this was such a tough industry or bad industry, that not only would people leave in droves, but nobody would come back? But yet here we are as an industry. And Peter, maybe you, I don't know if you have the latest figures, but if you had any figures about the growth of the network marketing industry or the person-to-person marketing industry, whatever we call it, I bet you we keep growing by leaps and bounds. Do you have any, or do you know of any recent statistics?
Well, you know, the statistics in this industry are always kind of fuzzy, in my opinion, because not a lot of companies actually report. It's not like they get a lot of reporting. Probably the best people to get some level of reporting would be the IRS, because the IRS probably gets the codes associated with direct sales. But I would say, based on the information I've heard, home-based businesses, network marketing, affiliate programs, everything we'd say would be that entrepreneurship has been growing especially since COVID, where more people have had to work from home, have really needed to, especially with the inflationary numbers we've seen, have had to try to figure out how to supplement their income. So even though I don't know if the numbers are coordinated to accurately give us the statistics, I think the general feeling is that the industry is growing. And especially now, since a lot of people are, I'm going to call it influencers in social media, they found other ways to be able to sell to their audiences as well. So it's not just beating up friends, neighbors, relatives, family members. It's the ability to actually develop a group of followers and then market to the people that really like you. So between Kickstarter, if you remember that name, or crowdfunding, or other things that happen with social media, with TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, of course, I think overall the market has grown, but certainly split up in the way that people would do things, whereas before you would be in other people's homes to run your home-based business. Now you could basically be anywhere and run, we're going to call it a home-based business of sorts, but anywhere you are kind of a business, an internet-driven business. So there's my long rambling story about your answer that you asked me to a simple question.
Hey, with those kind of answers, you should run for office like I did.
Yeah, exactly. But I said something.
Well,
but me and you, we say things. The other politicians, for those people that don't know the nature of Ole's comment, is he ran for city council member and won for the very first time over in West Covina. So he's now become a politician as well, but the good kind, the one that actually can say things in the rambling statements that he might make.
Well, it's really a lot of fun. And the thing that I love about, I mean, it's funny, people use the word politician like it's like a dirty word. Well, I'm just a guy who's a resident here who now has a seat at the leadership table who can literally influence policy and spending decisions in a way that really optimizes support for our residents. So I love getting to be in the seat. And they're haters too, of course. There will always be. But at the same time, it has been a blast. And so actually, ironically, that ties into everything we talked about, because isn't it true, Peter, how no matter what, we work hard, we have a great attitude, we know we within our industry we have a lot to offer, whatever our company is, and then no matter how good we are, and no matter how we have empirical, scientific proof about how what we're doing really, really works with whatever it is, or we have statistical data that proves that what we're offering is really sound, there are still haters out there who hate this industry no matter what the product and no matter what the service and no matter how good the company, leaders, people, comp plan, whatever are. I mean, it's the same like anything that when we're a part of this, like as is true for anything else, there will be people who love it and who don't. So
right.
The good thing as entrepreneurs is that, well, whatever, we're going to move ahead anyway. I mean, like, why should we allow the opinions of people who haven't been successful at something to govern whether we should do something or not? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. Like, why would we – it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, people who are not successful at something telling us that it's not going to work because they weren't successful at it, or they think it's a scam because of something else. But, well, why not ask people who are successful in something as to whether it can work? Like, in my day job profession, you know, I've been in my world for a long time, and I look up to people who've been very successful in what I do. Why would I ask someone outside this if it's possible to be successful in this when those people outside don't know? Or why would I ask the opinion of my surgeon, if I had a surgeon, about whether or not this particular car is the best car or whatever? Unless, of course, the surgeon has a really nice car and has an opinion. That's probably not the best analogy, but basically when it comes to experts, we should ask people who are successful in the thing that we're trying to do how to be successful in that, and then we'll find the people. There are successful people in everything, in insurance sales, in network marketing, in being great employees. Let's get into that too. I mean, in anything, it's what you look for. So this goes all back to our whole thing of how we talked, how we started with regard to independence, where our country here in the United States was founded on our wanting to make the decisions of our own lives without the crown far away telling us what to do. We wanted to govern ourselves, and we wanted to have our say as to what we do and how we operate. So isn't that true at an individual level? We need to continue proudly to seek to build upon the pride of independence that we necessarily have as entrepreneurs. And I firmly believe, and Peter, I bet you could share about this too, that just because people are in the network marketing industry doesn't mean that they're necessarily entrepreneurs. In other words, there are many who come in and who never build it. They're just here and they love the product or service, and that's it. That doesn't mean that they're entrepreneurs, but it's great to have them. But it's great stability because they obviously are here because they believe in whatever the company is. But just because somebody is in network marketing doesn't mean that they're entrepreneurs. It just doesn't, because there are people who are in this who have an employee mindset. Like, well, let me see if it works. I need to be paid first. Then I'll believe it. Well, of course, it's not built yet. If you don't build your downline or have customers or both, then you're not going to have anything. So if you don't have anything to show for it, it's because you haven't built it yet. And so, I mean, it's so craziness. It's such craziness where somehow we allow the opinions of naysayers who don't know about this industry to dictate whether or not we should be a part of this industry, or we allow them and their judgment of our character to stop us from doing what we think is right? Huh? It's just like, wait, what? We somehow would allow the opinions of others who don't write our paycheck and who aren't going to be there to assist us financially or whatever, somehow we give them all this opinion or this sway over our lives because we care what they think. The way of the entrepreneur is sometimes a lonely one, but it's also a wealthy one. When we know we're going to keep at it until we're successful, then we're going to keep at it until we're successful. I mean, I myself worked with a legacy company for a long time, and I just could not make it work for me. So do I quit the industry, or what do I do? I then went to a different company, and I'm a silver executive here. Never, ever successful. 20-plus years here and there. Tried it within a matter of 2.5 months. I was successful here. Well, so does that mean the industry was wrong, or does it mean that the company I was part of was not right for me? You know, I mean, I feel like it was just the best fit for me to be where I am now. And I especially feel that when my mom, literally, this is kind of digressing a little bit, but hey, why not? We called the corporate office yesterday, and my mom, you know, she asked for my administrative help to sort of figure things out. And then I asked for the associate support to look up, and my mom was there, to look up the amount of money that she's been paid. And then he read it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. And my mom's like, wow. and she has money just like sitting there, and she doesn't even know our comp plan. I, honest to gosh truth, she doesn't know our comp plan. She doesn't know our ranks that well. She doesn't know the money that comes in per product, or she just doesn't really know that stuff. You ask her what all that stuff means, she just doesn't know. But what she does know is that the products work, and she tells people about them. Then she has me help administratively when people want to get going with it, or they want to become an associate or whatever. And then she's gone up in rank. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Oh my gosh, I don't want to waste airtime, but she's gone up at least 3 ranks in our business from the beginning. We all start off at the same, but she's gone up, you know, I mean, her next step is to be executive level, and she doesn't know how the darn comp plan works. And so she's like 77 years old. She has no earthly idea how the comp plan works. She just knows
we have to paint the picture of the background. Your mom is more of your mom than she ever was a marketer. Like, your mom is not like a marketer. Your mom is your mom. Mm-hmm. And she just liked the product. And the product worked so well, she told some people who tried it and liked it, and they told some other people. So your mom actually became, we can't even call her a marketer yet. She's just your mom.
Uh-uh.
And she just does that word-of-mouth advertisement that people talk about. And she really never got into it to become rich. She got into it because the product worked well for her and lots of other family members. And once you get on that freight train, it just doesn't stop, and the company pays you anyway. So your mom is like a perfect example of what happens when you have a good product that works and support, because your mom couldn't do what she does without the support of you and the company and everything else. So it kind of all works together. But when you have a strong product, strong word of mouth, if you will, advertising, and good support and people that care around her, your mom has been able to pick up some nice income.
Yeah, and it's sitting there for her to do with whatever the heck she wants. It's like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And the thing is, she picks up people from, like, I think I brought this up in other shows. We've been to funerals, and like people are getting worse, and she's like looking younger, and they're like, you look younger from the last funeral we saw you at. What are you doing? I mean, literally, this is what happened. I swear to you, this is what happened. And she's like, oh, my gosh, this has been amazing, this and this and this. My lab results, this and this. Like, I mean, I'm not to make medical claims, but, my gosh, we keep seeing her lab results with stuff. It is just like, wow, there's no other explanation. And then she says, Oli, I talked to them about this already. Work with them and get them going. I'm like, okay, yes, Mom. And then that's it. Then I need help with this. So I call my upline, say, oh, we need to get this person signed up for my mom. Okay, great. Then they get them on the phone. My mom doesn't know how to sign anybody up. I don't know how to do it efficiently, but my upline does. So then we get them on, and then they're on, and then now she gets paid every time, every month. Every month they reorder. Next Thursday, get paid. And then later she checks, how much do I have now? Oh, wow. You know, and so it's just exciting to me. And then on top of that, my sister, who is like the biggest skeptic, I mean, she's made fun of me. She said, oh, this thing is a cult. She said all kinds of crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, and she means it. She's like, you guys, are you ever going to not do something in that whole world? You know, I'm telling you, she's now on our product as of now.
Wow.
She's been on it for, and then one of the reasons why she's on it is because she's getting results, and her daughter forces her to take it. She's like, you're doing better, Mom. Look, you know, like, and then she's like, all right, I'll take it. Okay, here, give me, I'll take it. You know, but her own daughter sees the results where she makes her mom take it. So now she's on AutoShip. She's been on AutoShip for months. And then beyond any way she just feels, her lab results just came in. Like, wow, look at those results. Whoa. Again, no medical claims, but this is what's happening to her. So, and my sister's like the biggest. She has made fun of me for years. Like, we came back from convention for the company. She's like, how was your cult meeting? And it made my blood boil. I was just like, oh, my God. And then I just let it go. But I'm like, oh, my gosh. But because of things that were happening, my mom's like, okay, you've tried it your way. Now you need to be on the product, you know. And she's like, all right, just to get my mom off her back. And then now she's doing better. So it's just like, and that was from the biggest skeptic in the world. Does she want to build a business? Absolutely not. She's not even an associate. She's a customer. But she's on AutoShip. But that's the thing. We're about building customers. We don't just recruit people here. So I'm like, oh, yeah, well, bring them aboard. Get them in. That whole get them in mentality is just the worst, because then we look at people as a means to our end of going up in rank or making more or whatever. We just support the people we love. That's it. And that's what's been happening. And my family members and stuff. So it's kind of nice, like that whole leg right there. It's like a bunch of family. And I'm not even a part of the – I mean, it's even international now. It's like, I'm not even a part of how that all happened. I mean, I don't really know how that happened, but they're down line somewhere where family just told someone there, and then now we're making money from that. And so it's like, you know, and it's just really fun. I mean, this is how the industry should be. Not a bunch of hype, like, you know, today and in 12 days, you're going to be rich, you know. Like, we're not, come on, let's get real, you know. This industry, when done right, it's fun. We're not trying to get people, because I couldn't care less about whether one particular person says yes or no. I mean, no. If they say no, whatever. I mean, if they say yes, I'm excited. But if they say no, it's like, ah, all right, whatever, it's fine. You know, like, and I really don't care. Not because I don't care about them, but because I know this works, and people who see it and who use it, it's going to help them. And if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. Whatever, it's fine. And I honestly have no bitterness, no nothing. I still love them. I still care about them. I'm still going to keep in touch with them. They don't want to do this, no problem. My sister didn't either. For years. Did I love my sister less? No way, never. My sister's amazing. And even with the way she, I still love her, and no, it never changed. I just thought, well, we don't agree on this. And now she's on the product. who knew? Who would have thought? You know?
Yep. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come right back with Ole Kantos. We'll be right back. Hold on a second, Ole.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back with Ole Kantos on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ole, you'll be able to hear him on this radio show on the previous live ones we've done. Ole, before we run out of time and forget, tell people how they can get in touch with you so they can learn more about the product and the opportunity. I know you have one domain name, workwitholi.com, but you have some other ones maybe as well. So is that the best one for people to use?
To get the information further, go to workwitholi.com and go through the process there and then make an appointment to talk with me, and we'll do that. Or you could also reach out. But when you reach out, you're going to have to text me because I don't take numbers I don't know. I literally block them and don't, you know, it's just these days of telemarketing. But if you want to get to me, if we can talk, then you can also send me a text to 202-744-0547. That's my personal number. And then, but text me first and let me know. The first thing you have to say is let me know that you've heard about us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's very important, because if you just say hi or whatever, I'm blocking it, because that's just, I don't know what that is. So you have to say that you heard about us on here, and I will give you extra special treatment, including a product that you would otherwise have to pay for that you actually won't not have to pay for if you let me know that you heard about it from here. Because Peter is a really incredible guy. For anyone who follows Peter, please go to his other shows. I listen to his other stuff too. I have like these binge listening sessions where, you know, there's a way to use Google. You just say play Building Fortunes Radio, and then it literally plays them in order, in reverse chronological order. Just play one after the other, including from other guests from other shows. So I really encourage all of you to do that. The stuff that he talks about, it really is awesome with his other guests. And Peter has, he started off as somebody who I did business with, but Peter has become my friend. I mean, my personal friend, where we don't just talk on here. We talk on other times, on weekends or whenever. And when we talk for a while. It's not like, hi, good to talk to you. Great, talk to you soon. Bye. I mean, Peter is just a really good guy. Getting to know him the way I have, I just really just encourage everybody to get to know him the way I have. He really, he has not only the best interest of our industry at heart, but he also stands up for ethics and integrity. And a lot of people may think, you can't say ethics and integrity and MLM at the same time. Not true. When we operate our businesses according to the highest standards of ethics and integrity. It's good for the industry when we make sure not to overhype things, but yet make sure to tell people, look, this is a real legitimate opportunity here within this industry. When matched with the right people and products and leadership, you did great. Then, and I really, in a fun way, I assert that you come and work with us and learn more about what stuff we're talking about. I'm telling you, it's great residual money. And at the same time, you help people that you see the results for literally within the beginning results you see within 5 minutes, you know, and that's not hype. It's literally we show you by giving you the product to use of how fast it works. And so it's not even what you believe. It's what you actually experience. I mean, not literally what you're just told through hype, but we literally make sure you have your hands on this to see for yourself how well it works. And I'm an attorney by profession. I never thought I'd be doing this kind of stuff. But with the way that it's changed so many lives and how we have so much fun at this, I'm never leaving this, ever. I just love the company, and I love Peter, and I love our upline. And I also just anybody who I can help on stuff here, wherever, just let me reach out and let me know.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to run out of time pretty soon, but I just want to share with the people listening in. You're listening to Ole Cantos. He's a gentleman who started off as an attorney over in Washington, D.C., adopted three boys who are in college, and they're triplets. And when I first met Ole, and he said he had adopted three boys, and they were triplets. I think they were 16. And I said, Ole, you're going to need to make some extra money.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to keep those. They're going to eat a lot. So they eat a lot, and they go to school, and they're really good kids. And the cool thing is that the home-based business arena has also been educating them, too, on some of the necessary lessons that they need to know as well. So the very interesting thing about this product line, it actually started off with a friend that asked you to try some, and you gave it to one of your boys who was having stomach issues. And that's the way this whole thing got started. So the way this whole thing got started was a seemingly insignificant thing, like, hey, try some of this, it might help your son. And then it did, and it wound up into the conversation that we're having right now, and then some. So it's a wonderful thing that happens when you build a business, and that's why we call it building fortunes. So you build, and you build, and you build, and you could do other things as well. Ole is still an attorney. He is still he expanded, became a city council person because he wanted to make a difference in his local area as well, and he's still building a business too, and balances it out one way or another. It's pretty amazing. So, Ole, one last time for your website, and then we're going to say thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
Well, thank you. You go to www.workwitholie.com. That's where you can find us. And I'm really glad, Peter, as we're wrapping up, that you pointed out about how this started the way it did, because honestly, I told my now friend, Roxanne, I told her, you know, I am not interested. I have zero interest in building another network marketing. I have worked at this, working to build this legacy thing for a long time. This is it. That's it. And she's like, yeah, well, not saying that you shouldn't do that, but just thought that this would help your son. And just real, no big pressure. Just like, here, just think this would help. And it did, and the rest is history. And so the thing is, when we talk to our people that we know, we need to have the posturing to know that we're not trying to, quote, get anybody. And this is really important. Kim Claver talks about this, too. And Peter and I are both fans of Kim Claver and Kim Claver Academy and other stuff. She's just about no nonsense, no talk about all this MLM language and all this stuff. Just talk English, you know, like, or whatever language that is the primary language, but speak in plain language, in other words, you know. And so, you know, this is how we operate. So excited, Peter, to continue this journey with you. And for those of you listening, please reach out. You can find me on social media as well. It's all over. Just Google. That's Ole, last name Cantos. I am for real. I swear. I'm really me. It's, you know, we could talk like 20 minutes from the time you hear this. If you find me, I'm ready. I'm always on. So thank you again, Peter. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, happy 4th of July, and make it a safe travels and everything else like that. And we'll kind of catch everybody next week. Check them out on buildingfortunesradio.com/Ole. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.